A Benedictine monastery has a castle of the Grail. Welcome to Ettal Abbey. When Emperor Louis IV, the Bavarian, founded Ettal Abbey in 1330, the Benedictine order was already past its prime. Although there were still important Benedictine abbeys, other religious orders were more modern and better suited to late medieval times. Mendicant orders like the Franciscans and the Dominicans were very successful in bustling medieval towns, whereas the Order of St. Benedict seemed to its contemporaries a bit stale and old-fashioned. But it's a curious thing with public opinion. It's not necessarily right, because already the layout of the abbey's church is very unconventional and highly original. Its dodecagonal layout is rather unique in Gothic architecture. As you stand in the church's magnificent interior, you are actually no longer in the medieval substance of the structure anymore. But the Baroque period builders readily adopted the concept of the centralized building. Its reconstruction had become necessary after a fire in the year 1744, and under the builder Josef Schmutzer, the most magnificent Baroque monastery church in all of Bavaria was established. Among its most impressive features is its stupendous dome fresco. It was done by the highly skilled and experienced fresco painter Jakob Zeiler, who managed to quite neatly fit his concept of Benedictine glory into the building's specifications, perfectly embodying Baroque ideas of religious art. Have a careful look at the opening firmament depicted in the fresco, and feel how it actually loses the implied heaviness of the architecture by the light coming from the dome lantern. Dome and fresco seem to literally force your view upward. This solemnly uplifting effect seems to include the viewers in the ranks of canonized and beatified Benedictine monks and nuns. When secularization brought monastery life in Bavaria virtually to a halt in 1803, the abbey church's reconstruction had not yet been completed. But its use as a parish church prevented worse things from happening. King Ludwig II of Bavaria in the 19th century reverentially interpreted the Ettal monastery complex as Graalsburg Monsalfasch, or Castle of the Grail, My Salvation. A misinterpretation made rather easy for the monarch due to the abbey's awe-inspiring sheer vastness and its dramatic location in the middle of the mountain ranges. We invite you to a discovery tour of your own through Baroque piety in the footsteps of King Ludwig II, or even to the liquid products of the abbey, which definitely are of spiritual essence.